Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening, sir. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of a client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling
What's
anything.
it about? What's it for?
Sir?
What's it for?
Well, sir, we're calling to start off, how many years have you worked in the mentioned industry?
You what?
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
44 years.
Okay, sir, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, tile marble finisher, PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanical finisher?
Regular bricklayer.
Okay, thank you, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice,
A boss.
foreman?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working in the trade?
Part-time.
Part-time, okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None. Zero.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more, fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think there's about the same.
About the same. Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your company? No? Okay. And yes or no, sir, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
Was there
A steward.
not in the last 20 years, probably.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily through federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
State.
Okay. State, okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or
Less.
more?
Less.
Less than now, okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get worse.
Okay. Now, sir, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19.
Careless people.
Careless people. Okay, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 2 months?
Yes.
Online or in person, sir?
In person.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Okay. Now, sir, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the ones that you are least likely to get your news from. I have right here local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper.
Local news.
Local news will be your go-to?
Yes.
Okay, and what will be your least go-to right here, sir? On radio, the internet, cable news, press?
Internet.
Okay. Okay, internet. All right, so we're almost done here. Thank you for helping me out. All right, let me see right here. Okay, and which of the following issue matters to you most right now? Education, foreign policy, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, healthcare, jobs, and
immigration.
Immigration. Okay, thank you. And as you may know, sir, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I've heard of it, yes.
A little bit or some?
Some.
Okay. All right, and as you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures that payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is most important at all? Not so important, or somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials...
Most important.
Thank you, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, buddy, I'm a Republican, so I'm going to say Republican.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Our Democrats are about ready to fall in the hole.
Okay, sir. And Christopher... And as you may know already, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
The United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay. And please indicate if you disapprove or you approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
Disapprove, 100%.
Disapprove strongly?
Yes.
Okay. And support for labor unions?
I don't think he's done anything for our union either.
So you disapprove somewhat or you disapprove?
Right. Somewhat. Okay.
What about health care?
Disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about immigration?
A lot. Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly? Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
And the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, sir. And do you disapprove or you approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove with it, too.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost sure to vote?
I guarantee I will.
Okay. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
The Republican? Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
All right. And turning back to BC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Now, sir, how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, they've got us decent wages, but I've never got a job by it being a union member. I mean, I always was taking care of myself. I've never been out of work, but it was always on my part. I mean, you never got me a job or kept me a job.
Okay. Member. Okay. And what do you think is the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably our health and welfare.
health and welfare?
Yes, that's a big part of ours that is as bad as our health and welfare programs in our unions.
And welfare programs and unions. Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, SMS, union meetings, job site, email, or mail?
Probably mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never?
Once a year.
Okay.
Rarely.
Okay, and I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay, sir, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Chris.
Chris, C-H-R-I-S. Okay. Christopher, thank
you
very
much. I'll tell you something. I voted Democrat my whole life until Donald Trump got around to run. That's all it was. I've been a Democrat my whole life until I could vote for Donald Trump. After Obama, I was done.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Christopher, you've been very helpful. Thank you very much for your insight and participation in this survey. You have a blessed evening, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir.